part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
John.
Hey, KC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Holy
and that was
shit.
The closest thing to a catheter reunion you're going to find this side of the new millennium, John.
Man, I was spot on.
John on drums, Phil on bass, Marty on guitar and lead vocal.
John nailed it. I totally trained him.
I sucked.
I forgot.
No, it was me.
I forgot half the night.
I tripped on my shoelace.
I was terrible.
It's been 4 years. Come on.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. This is episode 74, part three, the heavy metal episode.
And I'm Scott. Tet-anus.
I can't tell who's who.
Tet-anus.
Tet-anus, you idiot.
All right, we're back. We're back with another sexy part.
Part three, John.
Yeah.
Do you have any news? I got some science news. Or we can get into
The W. Because
God and Satan are going to drop by a little bit later. God talked to me. And he said he'd come by. You had to schedule Satan.
This shit fell everywhere.
It's from what I understand.
Ah, crap.
All my papers fell. How about Haggard? What about that guy, man?
What about Haggard? Do we have any audio clips of Haggard? Haggard?
Yeah, right here.
John and Scott are a bunch of fag-enabling fools.
No, that's Fred Phelps,
oh,
man.
Sorry.
That's not Haggard.
Sorry about that.
Did you guys hear about Haggard?
No, no, please tell.
Julie Haggard?
Well, before we ask that, are you on the side of divinity or the side of atheism? Marty, you go first.
You know what? I don't know what side of mine, because they haven't found the missing link, so I'm not necessarily on that side, and I'm really trying to figure out how we came from apes. On the other hand, I don't believe that some goofy old man was up in the sky going, dude, I'm making all right. A guy and I'm putting him on Earth tomorrow.
This is the problem, John. Again, another person that thinks we came from apes. We didn't come from apes.
That's not, yeah, I know, that's not the theory.
That is not evolution, that is not natural selection.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, where do you stand?
Hardcore atheist.
Yeah!
Hardcore evolutionist as well.
Nice.
That is
the right answer. The right the answer. Right.
Why is it right? I think it's a left answer. Oh! Oh! I think that deserves a little. Oh, he turned my guitar off, bastard.
Oh, sorry. You want it on?
Yeah, I think it deserves a...
Hey, you know Neil Peart? Peart was a great proponent of the writings of Ayn Rand.
I love Ayn Rand. Yeah, if she was alive today, I would do it on the papers.
That is the other fast fact about Marty. He's a big Ayn Rand fan. Is that right?
I'm a fan of you guys.
I heard they're making a movie, an Ayn Rand movie.
Another one?
They're going to make the...
Fountainhead again?
Yeah, but yeah, it's dumb. Like, they should do Atlas Shrugged.
No, they're doing Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, I thought that's the one.
Yeah, yeah, Angelina Jolie is going to be like the lead chick.
Oh, Dagny Taggart?
Yeah, Dagny Taggart.
All right.
There you go. There you have it.
I'll go now.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm actually a fan of your party that John told me about, the Common Sense Party. I'm a little leery of his nickname, though, the Commies.
The Commies.
It just doesn't work, man.
Common Sense.
The commie party.
Maybe if it was done before the red party was around. I mean,
commies or the pinkos or the what else, John? The reds,
the pinkos. Yeah, you got it. You got
Nazis.
It. The pinkos,
the Nazis. But that's been taken.
Oh God. Hey Scott, did you know mental health professionals and advocates are battling to take themes of mental illness out of Halloween?
I didn't know.
Do you know that?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, the National Alliance on Mental Illness says Halloween celebrations depicting psychos and insane asylums
like if you
victimize.
Show up in a straitjacket?
Yeah, they victimize the mentally ill.
How do they, if you're in a straitjacket, you're in a rubber room, how do you know you're being victimized? That's the question I
don't know. Yeah. Looking at it through the specific prism of Halloween, stigma is one of the main barriers to people getting help when they need it, said Bob Carolla, a spokesman for NAMI.
Is that Adam Carolla's brother?
I don't know. Mental health health advocacy.
NAMI? It sounds like NAMBLA.
Mental health advocacy. Advocacy organization based in Arlington, Virginia. The stigma is, I'm trying to do one of your voices. I can't do it, Scott.
Try to talk like Enos.
The stigma is linked to the perception of violence, even though research indicates that people with mental illness are no more prone to violence than the rest of the population, Carolla said. The culprit? There's often haunted house attraction dressed up with some kind of mental illness theme, usually presented as an insane asylum, he said.
All right, I'm having trouble with the story. Who's complaining again?
The advocates for mental health, what the hell is it called? NAMI.
For people who are mentally ill.
Yeah.
So they have no concept of reality to begin with.
Yeah.
You should get them on your show.
If they have no concept of reality, who cares that they're being made fun of?
It's the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
It's not NAMBLA?
No, that's the Man Love Boy Association.
National Association of Man Boy Love. NAMBLA.
NAMBLA. NAMBLO. Images
of... Did you get your renewal card?
Yeah, I did. Okay, I did. Good. Did you get yours?
Yeah, it showed up. Even though I changed addresses.
Images of the mentally ill have been a staple of movies and television for years. The 1978 film Halloween followed Michael Myers, an escapee from a mental institution, on a murderous Halloween night rampage. The film, considered a pioneer of the slasher movie genre, has been re-released this month. Halloween 9 is set for release in October of 2007.
All the shit to complain about, and they're going to complain about this.
Well, you know, they say amusement parks have also adopted psycho themes. Paramount's Kings Island, a park near Cincinnati, Ohio, continues to advertise the asylum and psychopath. Two of its Halloween attractions for Fear Fest 2006, despite NAMI's objections. We really appealing to teens and young adults, and we're using the theatrics of thrillers they enjoy, said Maureen Kaiser, spokeswoman for Kings Island, in defending the attractions. Kaiser said that none of the park's attractions are intended to offend anyone or make light of mental illness, added that no park customers had complained. But she said NAMI's objections would be considered in shaping the future of the attraction. And on November 29th, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and the U.S. Advertising Council will start a national anti-stigma campaign with public service announcements aimed at changing the public's perception of mental illness. Great!
That's a good use of our dollars.
Going to some bullshit thing.
Hey,
oh,
you know
God.
What? You know what that amusement? What's the amusement park?
Kings Island.
Kings Island needs to take a hint from the kid from Brooklyn. You ever go to that site, kidfrombrooklyn.com? They need to tell him, hey, go fuck yourselves.
That guy's a riot.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You mean
I don't
that?
Know how he calls himself kid. He's like a senior citizen.
In related Halloween costume outrage news, John.
Yeah.
Bill Maher. Sparks outrage, John. Did you hear about this?
He did.
Yes. U.S. talk show host Bill Maher was sparked outrage after appearing at numerous Halloween parties over the weekend dressed as crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, complete with a bloody stingray barb attached to a khaki shirt.
Oh, jeez.
The outfit is among the top Halloween costumes in the U.S. this year, and while some have found it amusing, others insist it is an insult to the late, get to how they define him, a conservationist.
Yeah, right.
All he did is provoke animals on camera.
Charlie, he's angry.
He bit
my lawnmower.
Provoke your dog Max on camera would be considered conservationist, John.
Poke sticks at him.
Right. Photos of the celebrity comedian making the rounds at the Halloween parties in Los Angeles over the weekend have been widely circulated on the intranets.
Wow.
John. Maher hosts a weekly talk show. One fan wrote on the Star's official website,
I suppose
he thought he was funny, but it was seriously lacking taste, decorum, and respect for Steven's family. Another fan wrote, I am kind of torn on it. I have a good sense of humor, but this one is just kind of tacky.
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
The kid from Brooklyn. Hey, go fuck yourself. Who cares? Let the guy have fun with it. I don't even like Bill Maher, but let him have fun with the suit. It's funny. I think it is.
Yeah. It's not like he's dressing up like a Nazi, like Prince
like Cartman.
Harry did.
Well, in related news, Scott, Steve Irwin's widow, Terry Irwin, is reportedly devastated by an episode of the controversial TV cartoon South Park that pokes fun at the late crocodile hunter. Terry, 42, is said to be worried that Irwin's children, Bindi, 8, and Bob, 2, will see the show, which portrays the late star with a stingray sticking out of his chest less than 2 months after he died. A friend of Irwin's widow says, Terry is... I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Terry is devastated.
Terry is devastated. Steve is being mocked in such a cruel way.
Crikey.
Her worry is that Bindi and Bob will see it break down. Steve had a big sense of humor, as anyone, but this goes too far too soon. British TV naturalist Mark Amy, 44, who worked alongside Irwin, backed the sentiment, saying, my message to people is don't watch the show. It's dresses.
Wait a minute. So she's worried
it's
that her kids...
It's distasteful shit!
...can see the show? She has no control over kids? She has no control over what they see on TV?
Let's hope none is... Can I finish, please?
If she has no control over what they see, does she have any control over what they put into their bodies? Are they going to be crack addicts? Are they going to be meth addicts? She has no control over these kids. They can watch whatever they want? Or does she have control?
What are you saying? People can't complain? They're not saying... They're saying don't watch it. They're not saying take it off the air.
No, she said she's worried that her kids are going to see it.
So?
So she doesn't make sure her kids She doesn't know what her kids watch on TV? If she can see South Park, why can't they see porn?
I don't know.
Porn?
Give her a call. Skype her up, would you?
Huh?
Skype her up, would you?
Like there's a porn out called The Crocodile Cunter.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Maybe they can see that.
I don't know, man. You got to
give
her a
finish,
call.
Did you finish? Because I have related
news. Yeah, I'm done, man. I'm done. I can't get a fucking word in.
In related news, two Federline shows canceled due to poor ticket sales.
K-Fed?
Two of aspiring rapper Kevin Federline's live performances were canceled on Monday, one day before the debut of his album.
He's a rapper?
Britney Spears' husband, Marty, is planning to launch his new CD,
Marty?
Planning with Fire. With
I didn't know his husband's name was Marty.
Around the U.S., but yes, lackluster ticket sales have K-Fed. Caused two and possibly three shows
to be canceled.
I didn't
know he was a rapper. I knew he was a dancer.
He is a rapper now.
Is he rapping
has an
about
album.
Dancer?
He has an album.
He's bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Why do people pay attention to these people?
I don't think he can. I mean, you don't have to try.
If you, ignore people, they'll go away.
I think I gotta take a crap. I got some poopy in my pants. I'm bringing duty back. Take it to the party.
Hey, we never did put that together.
No, we didn't.
Need to
we
do
didn't
that.
Have time.
We need to do that, yeah.
No doubt.
We were busy making a mediocre stinger.
Hey, Scott, did you know I'm kind of getting off the subject now? What were we on? What were you talking about?
We were all over the place.
This is all over the place. Report finds U.S. can't account for weapons supplied to Iraq forces. Did you know that?
I did know that.
The U.S. military has not properly tracked hundreds of thousands of weapons supplied to Iraqi security forces since 2003.
Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
No, it's 14,030.
No.
Where does that hundreds of thousands?
The U.S. military has not properly tracked hundreds of thousands of weapons supplied to Iraqi security forces since 2003.
That's the wrong number.
According
to the Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, leaving over 14,000 assault rifles, machine guns, and RPGs unaccounted for. Another report found the U.S. unable to say how many Iraqi logistics personnel it has trained, even though the program has cost over $650 million. What they're saying is they haven't properly tracked it. They didn't say they lost them all.
All right, then.
Out of all of them, they have not properly tracked them, but they've lost a total of over 14,000.
Well, there you have it.
It happens all the time.
Now, John, God is going to show up shortly. He spoke to me earlier. I don't know when you planned scheduled Satan to come in. But before we get to God and Satan, did you know that Americans are often thought of as people who believe in God? Did you know that? That's what I always believe. 75% are Christian, 75% believe in God, 75% discount.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's just an expression.
Evolution and natural selection.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But get this, John.
I'm getting it.
According to a new Harris poll, that may be changing. The poll found that 42% of all U.S. adults say they are not absolutely certain there is a God, including 15% who are somewhat certain, 11% who think there is probably no God, and 16% who are not sure.
Why do they all keep calling his name then?
I don't know. Yeah. And I think that's Satan's plan, because if you take the Lord's name in vain, it's a sin. So Satan wants you to say Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying Jesus Christ.
Well, usually God comes in on a mighty wind, doesn't he?
He does come in on a mighty wind. Now, before God gets here, do you guys have any questions for God?
I got a question for the devil.
You got a question for Satan. Phil, any questions? Satan or God?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Phil will think of something. Now, you're about to be graced with divinity.
I do have a question
for
God.
And this is as excited as you can get?
I do have a question for God.
All right, Marty has a question for God as well.
All right, let's see if we can
whatever,
get him to come in here.
Let me pray. I'm going to pray.
Whoa.
The holy flatulence.
Yes, I am the Lord.
Hey, wow. It's good to see you, John and Scott.
Yeah, no doubt. This is Satan.
Is that Bob? Bob?
Bielsa.
Yeah, you and I go way back. I call you Bob.
No doubt.
Good to see you again.
I got a bit of a sunburn.
No doubt.
Yeah, I look kind of like a lobster, a little red.
That's right. You know, I'm holding up papers in front of my face.
They sound the same, don't they?
What do you mean?
It's kind of like the mediocre show, I think is what he's saying. You can't tell us apart. Who's God, who's Satan, who's Eric, who's Taylor, I don't know.
Well, a lot of people think we're pretend, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Beelzebub, I got a question for you. This is Marty.
Shoot there, Marty. Of course I know it's you. I got your number.
I know. I'll be moving in shortly. I put a deposit down.
All right.
Anyway, old Saddam there. So Saddam, he's going to be hung apparently or something. Maybe he might will, maybe he won't. But are you two still a thing? I can't talk. I've been listening to you all night. Are you two still a thing?
What do you? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, everybody knows you guys were like,
No, we're not a thing. We never have been. The thing of it is, he's a good guy. I mean, I'm all about whatever he wants to do. If he wants to, take everybody out, that's cool. But, we're not in bed. We're not bad fellows. I prefer women.
Are you going to do something about South Park portraying you as that, or...?
I don't watch the show. I don't like that animation. It's too, I don't like that 2D kind of crap. Right. I don't know.
Well, you should do something about them. I mean, they shouldn't be calling you a fag. But I do have a question for God, too.
Yes, of course. And I already know the question, but go ahead and ask it so our listeners, are up to speed.
God, why is my penis so small?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons for that, but some people believe that there's karma, there's multiple lives. Like, take the Indians, for example. They believe you have to live 2,000 lives and learn every lesson you can to be able to walk with me. That would be God. Now, in your particular case... in your previous life, you may have been a porn star with like an 18-inch wang, right? And so now you have to learn the lesson of what it's like to have microphallus. So that's what the Indians believe. Now, if you're of Christian faith, one would argue that, yes, you have a small penis, and then you have a hatred for God. Why did God do this to me? Why did God smite me with a small Johnson? That's all right, Bob. Anyway, that is a journey that you must take to try to find Jesus Christ, my son, of course, to be saved. Yes, I hope that answers your question.
I think it does, God. I feel better about myself.
That's pretty deep.
Thank you.
And remember this, it's not the size of the pencil, Marty. It's how you write your name.
I don't mean to laugh. You're pretty goddamn funny. I mean, you funny. You damn funny.
You damn funny. That's funny, Bob.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking, people think that we got this bad rap going on here, but actually we're pretty tight, me and the Lord.
Oh, no doubt. And I'll tell you why, because for every yin, there's a yang, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
For every high, there's a low. And, let's take Superman, for instance. Superman wouldn't be super if it wasn't for Lex Luthor, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. But when we golf, it's not fair that you get a hole in one every time. It's just not cool.
I'm perfect. I'm benevolent and omnipotent.
Well, how the hell could you be perfect if you made Marty?
I can't help it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it was great coming here, you know.
Well, you're taking off already, Bob.
Yeah, I got some shit to do.
I think you should hang around for Phil's news. It's pretty good.
I got to start tormenting Haggard.
Haggard?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the queer?
Yeah, thanks for sending him down.
Well, you know, he never really did speak for me.
No, huh?
He was what we call a false prophet.
Oh, right.
Bob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course, he never spoke for the true word of God.
Well, you know, they say I'm the false prophet.
Well, of course, but we'll let him keep thinking that, and it goes back to I need a villain. A good villain to make me more.
Hey, anybody need me to warm up their drink or anything? Okay.
All right, then. Now, Phil said he was going to come up with a question for one of us. Phil, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Is Phil here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just curious. I hadn't really believed in either of you for a long time. You know, I used to believe in both of you.
What about Santa Claus? Do you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
All right, then.
Never did.
Hey, did you know that Satan is an anagram for Santa?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The church lady taught me that.
And Santa wears red, the devil's color.
He's a passionate man.
He sure is, that white-bearded bastard.
No, I was just wondering what, you know, your taste was in film and wine, you know.
I kind of like, I enjoy that. Actually, of course, I like a red wine, Chiantis. I also, especially my favorite movie is The 4th of July with Tom Cruise. I just love how he agonizes over the part about being crippled in Vietnam and all that. Just, I don't know why. It makes me cry a little bit, too.
All right.
Anything else?
Wait a minute. I'll just give you a reminder. I answer the questions first. Okay, Bob?
Oh, sorry. Well, I thought he was asking me.
Don't make me smite you. He was asking the both of us. That's okay.
Well, you know I'm a little horny right now.
Right.
Yeah, all right then.
What Satan doesn't body, Phil, is the, what I like to call the,
spit it out, God!
All the natural tendencies of man. You talk about evolution earlier and natural selection, and for a man to procreate, he has to have certain urges, we'll call them. And Satan, or Bob,
cock.
I like to call him, is what embodies all those urges. And there you have it. There's where Satan comes from, and I've propped him up a little bit. And,
is that what he asked? I don't remember him asking.
One of my favorite films is Glitter with Mariah Carey.
I'm sorry.
Fantastic. I love that movie. The wardrobe, the outfits, the boobs. It was great. The bad acting. I'm a fan of bad acting, because I am perfect, so I like to see imperfection. I like to watch imperfection. That's why I like to listen to TTN.
If you're so perfect, why did you make the guy who invented the Yugo? Just a question.
I gave man free will to do with what he will.
Okay, if you gave man free will,
I am the Lord.
Why does he have to worship you in order to get to heaven? Isn't that what you guys are supposed to be asking? Why am I asking that?
He doesn't have to. Nobody has to worship me. Yeah. I give man free will. If they do not worship me, then they'll hang out with Bob.
God, what kind of wine do you like? You never answered it, man.
I like the cheap stuff, the yellowtail. I love Australia. I love the babes down in Australia, so I like to hang out
there. Well, it was a penal colony.
Yeah, it was a penal. That's an excellent point, Phil.
You just wanted to slip penal in front of guys.
Yes. Penal. You wanted to slip it in.
I mean, there were a lot of...
God!
They're hot people, man. They're prostitutes and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, deranged killers.
All the kind of people I like. The interesting people is what, for me, anyway, Bob, I don't want to speak for you, but the whores, the prostitutes, the criminals, the interesting people.
Right.
You want me to get the door?
Would you please, God, go get the door?
Hold on.
All right.
My, what big feet you have, God.
Are you coming back?
Well, come on in, Phil.
Oh. All right, just have a seat there, Phil.
All right, any questions before we leave?
Another question for God. I don't know. What have you been up to lately? You seem to have given up on all the razzle-dazzle.
Razzle-dazzle?
Well, I mean,
I don't follow you Phil.
No, just...
Like you used to have the ark that struck people down and everything.
The Old Testament.
Anus.
I've mellowed since the Old Testament.
Yeah, I mean, what are you waiting for?
What do you mean waiting for? You know, I had Jesus. I mellowed out. I understood what being a parent was like. And I got a little action.
You're a lion.
And I mellowed out a little bit. I used to be all fire and brimstone. That was Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Listen to him, man. He bangs Mary, and then he leaves her with a son to be brought up by Joseph.
Resting on your laurels.
Yeah, I hand-selected Joseph. All right, we've discussed that in a previous podcast.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's all you are.
Well, maybe not.
Yo, what's up, G?
What's up? What's up, Bob?
What's up, G?
What's up, Bob?
What's up, motherfucking G? All right, we gotta head out. At least I do.
Well, I'm meeting you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go get a drink, wanna?
How about it, no doubt. Right. I'm going to invite Jesus, too. He's of age.
Well, make sure he brings the Escalade.
Yeah, they just started carding him.
All right, then.
Wait, I got one more question for God.
Yeah.
God, can you please get rid of Dancing with the Stars and bring back Freddy?
Dancing with the Stars. Of course, I got to go back to free will. I gave Adam free will to make his own decision.
Will.
So I have no control over Dancing with the Stars or whatever the fuck it's called. And what did you want me to bring back? Freddy? I don't even know what that is. Freddy. It's hard for me to keep up with TV. Even though I am benevolent and omnipresent and omnipotent, all those jolly things.
All right, we're out of here.
All right, am I driving again?
Yeah, get all the right. Escalade.
No doubt.
Gentlemen.
Phil, get your shit together. And John, I'm going to talk to God, and maybe they can rehearse or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that ad lib just doesn't go over. I mean, if we're going to have God and Satan in here, at least they could say something important, you'd think.
Yeah, right.
But no, they're off in their Escalade. Going to pick up some whores get some drinks.
I thought God was great, man. I mean, you know, it talked about free will.
So what it's all about, man. Shit. Free will.
Does he need to say anything more than that?
No. It's up to you.
Free will, right? By Rush.
There are those who think that life is nothing left to say.
Hey!
Hey! All right. Is Phil ready?
Of course, are all the boys ready?
All right.
And Phil, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you.
Heard a lot about you.
I've been listening.
And we have the same name!
It's nuts. It's nuts.
And it's crazy. And Barney?
Yeah, but Phil's last name, the other Phil here, his last name is Yanair.
Phil Yanair!
that's right.
All right.
Keep riffing.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Then.
And our first story today! Dad who tried to sacrifice boy gets probation. A Tennessee man who tried to strangle his 2-year-old son in what he said was a sacrifice to God. God should have stuck around for the story. Has been sentenced to probation, requiring mental health treatment. In a deal with prosecutors, Jason Thurbon, 37, of Knoxville, pleaded guilty to attempted second-degree murder in a January 2005 incident in which his wife wrestled their son from his grasp. Both prosecution and defense expert witnesses agreed Thurbon was legally insane at this time.
Wow.
Jennifer Thurbon testified that her husband had battled mental illness for years. She said he would become psychotic and start, quote, talking about God and Jesus and religion, end quote. Next story, John. People in Tokyo paying for a chance to hang out in a house with 100 cats. And to think, in the U.S., we arrest these bold entrepreneurs. Next story, John. British youngsters have a reputation for heavy drinking. I think I have that reputation too, John. British teenagers are among the most badly behaved in Europe, a study by the think tank has suggested. On every indication of bad behavior, drugs, drink, violence, promiscuity, the UK was at near or top, said the Institute for Public Policy Research, or the IPPR. The Institute looked at the results of a number of studies of adolescents conducted in recent years.
Fuck you.
The researchers believe the country's record can be explained by a collapse in family and the ubiquity of punky. Next story, John. Forgetful? A virus may be eating your brain. Hold on. Where was I? Oh, yes. Forgetful? A virus may be... Hold on. What story am I reading? Next story, John. Wearing 265 condoms at once leads to severe penile injury.
Ow.
This is a PSA. Some of you may have heard of a practice of double bagging, wearing two condoms during sex for extra protection. Taking this idea to its ultimate extreme, researchers from My Science Project head on to answer the question, how many condoms can you put on your dick? However, since they were unable to find anyone with a penis willing to undertake this assignment, they had to settle for answering 200 condoms the question. How many condoms could you put on a dildo? The answer is a lot. Hundreds, tons, or at least a couple of pounds worth. The experiment began with a bare dildo and a box of bulk regular size thickness condoms.
Ouch.
The first 100 or so condoms went on quite easily and added 2 inches of length to the dildo. However, after 200 condoms had been applied, it became obvious that the condoms' reservoir tips were stacking up, giving the dildo a distinctive missile-like shape. By the time 300 condoms marked, the dildo had become so top-heavy it could not stand upright unsupported. As researchers kept adding condoms, the length of the dildo continued to extend while its girth at the widest point began to approach the diameter of a soda can.
Are you a Peter Pumper?
Unfortunately, researchers finally exhausted their supply of condoms and had to stop their experiment. However, they became one step closer to answering the question, how many condoms can you put on a dildo? And the answer is at least 625.
Oh.
Next story, John. Weird psychological snippet from across the pond. Brits favor naming their cars Betsy, most of all, followed by Freddie, Babe, Charlie, Henry, Rita, Cleo, Jasper, Girl, Gilbert, Pauly B, and Butch Tony.
Oh.
In related news, they also eat pies filled with meat and pay for the BBC. Next story and last story tonight, John. Teens who read poorly have a higher suicide risk, John. Teens who read poorly have a higher suicide risk. Those who spell poorly play guitar and name their band Catheter with a K. And that's the news.
Pet anus.
All right. Thanks again, Phil, for stopping by.
And, I think that last fact was bullshit.
The news. All right, thanks. Thanks
Always
for
a pleasure.
All right. Take care.
I'll be editing out now.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Suck it! Tit!
Charming man.
All right, we'd like to thank our guests, Marty and Phil, the
and
other
God,
Phil,
and
Gavin, and Satan,
and Bob.
For coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
And jamming. It was a lot of fun.
And if you're just listening to part three.
I hope I get invited back.
Go back to part two. Listen to the jam.
Oh, yeah. You're always welcome back, man. We love the Bush apologists.
Yeah, we didn't even get
I refuse to apologize for him. He's a big boy. He can apologize for himself.
I'm sorry for the W.
This is the first show where we didn't really discuss
the
W.
Yeah, we didn't go off on the W.
Well, in part one, we did a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it more after the elections. That's right.
Right. After the midterms.
Yeah, vote Democrat. So
are
you
the
can,
Republicans going to steal the elections?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, the voting may be in vain. Like,
hopefully it's all Democrat. That way they can lock up.
There is a November 6th surprise.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is
that?
I'm not telling you. It's a surprise.
Only the Republicans
know. I don't
know.
Hey,
only Marty. The Bush apologists know.
Want to know how to keep an asshole in suspense, Marty? I'll tell you later.
Oh, fuck.
All right, we're out of here. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
We got... See you, Marty.
Thanks.
Phil.
Nuclear. Late.
You're listening to John and Scott.
On Total Talk Nonsense.